I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlifer sources report it is highly likely that at some point in the next few days or weeks, you're going to run across newborns in the wild in West Virginia. But the best thing you can do is to keep on walking. I'll explain coming up. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Everything is springing anew in West Virginia these days. All species of wildlife are producing their offspring, and you'll probably have an encounter with one in the days ahead. What's important is you walk the other way. Scott Warner is with the DNR and explains.
We get bombarded this time of the year, or inundated with all kinds of phone calls from individuals who are finding birds, or baby birds to fawns. And they think that they're actually helping the animal out by picking it up and bringing it to our office. But in reality, what they're actually doing is almost killing the animal with kindness.
Taking a young wild animal into your care is noble, but as Scott said, it's dangerous and rarely has a happy ending.
80 to 90% of the animals that they come across have a mom or have a mother in that area that really may not be present. But they're still there. The animal has not been abandoned, and by bringing the animal in for us to try to take care of, for the most part, is not going to work because we don't have the resources. And to be honest with you, Mother Nature intended that animal to be raised by its true mother, not one of us, and they can do a lot better raising the young than we can. And when we do try to take care of certain animals, especially the ones that have been picked up and brought in, unfortunately, most of them don't make it anyway.
For that reason, it's against the law to harbor any wildlife, and that, too, has its pitfalls.
Animals can carry diseases, or even though you can try to domesticate them, they're still a wild animal, and they still will bite, and they'll show aggressive behavior, especially once that animal gets a little bit older. We also get a lot of phone calls later on in the summer where people have tried to raise an animal and then they realize that, you know what, having that skunk or having that pet raccoon in the house for a couple of months may have been fun, but they can't take care of it anymore. Then we actually have to send one of our conservation officers or law enforcement officers in to start writing tickets.
Now, it sounds cruel, but it's a stark reality. Mother Nature does not discriminate in the wild, and some things just die.
It's just human nature for us to kind of try to care for everything. It's a maternal instinct that we have. But in reality, you know, there is that natural process that takes place.
So if you encounter a young wild animal in West Virginia during your time in the woods, enjoy the experience. Maybe even take a picture. But don't touch it and just leave it alone. It's the best thing you can do for that animal. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.